Hi, and welcome everyone. I'm here today to speak to you about a little bit about Wikimedia's open source ecosystem. So I assume all of you know what Wikipedia is, and maybe some of you know that it runs on a software that is called MediaWiki. So all the wikis run on this software, but there's also tens of thousands of websites around the world that use this. A very cool example is NASA is using it for some other projects. But this is sort of the core of Wikipedia and the other projects, and it's of course something that is open source that anyone can contribute to. But it's not what I'm going to be talking about today. Because surrounding Wikipedia in all the other projects, there is a huge ecosystem of software tools. You can think of these as like third-party integrations. People build bots that do edits on Wikipedia that fight vandalism. There are machine learning algorithms. There are pipelines for data that then go to research purposes. There's a lot going on. So I'm going to be talking about this part. Just a quick word about me. I'm a software engineer with a technical engagement team. You can see we're part of the technology department, and our team is kind of split into parts. We have the cloud services team, SREs and engineers that build services and platforms for all these tool developers. Then we have developer advocacy. They do a lot of things. They are writing documents and running outreach programs doing everything so that our technical contributors can build cool stuff on top of our platforms and content. So just to give you an idea of the scale of this, we have over 300,000 editors that contribute to Wikimedia projects every month. Wikimedia Commons, which is the project that is for free media files, videos, images, so on. There are now over 90 million media files on there. And we have 1.7 billion unique devices that access Wikimedia, again, statistics for every month. Some of you may recognize at least some of these projects. Of course, Wikipedia is the flagship. There are other ones like Wikidata, Commons that we just mentioned, Wiktionary, and many more. We're going to take a look at these tools, ecosystem that I mentioned in the beginning, and we're going to start from Wikipedia, as this is the most the thing that most people know about us. And from there, we're going to explore the tools that are community-created software that interacts with and contributes to Wikimedia project in some way. An example here is PyWikiBot. It's a framework for building bots. So if you have a wiki and you want to run some kind of bot that does something, some type of edits, you would very likely use PyWikiBot as a framework to develop this. From the tools themselves, we're going to go and have a look at the services and the platforms that support them. And we're going to start with an example of a couple tools and how they actually integrate with one of the projects. So this is a wiki project called Women in Red. And a wiki project is a group of users on Wikipedia that decide that they want to work on something specific. They come together to work as a group. And in this case, it's to fight the content gender gap. So they observed that only around 15% of English Wikipedia's biographies were about women. And as of the 23rd of January this year, they have managed to take this number up to around 19.45% in about 7 or 8 years. And so where does this very precise statistic come from? You can see mentioned here, and in red, it's something called HumanWiki. And so this is what we would call a tool. And in this case, this is a dashboard. It provides statistics about the gender gap on all the Wikimedia projects. And you can see here that female content is the orange part, and then the rest is male. And if you go to this website, you can see it in a more granular way by country, by project, by date of birth, and so on. So if you want to contribute to this project, an easy way to do it is to go to this Wiki project site, and you can see different lists that have been curated. For instance, here we can see female activists, so you can get a list of all the female activists. And there are many, many categories like this, and some of these lists are curated by humans, but most of these lists actually come from a bot that's called Listeriabot, which curates, which makes queries on Wikidata, which is another one of the projects. You can think of it as a like, huge knowledge graph that you can query using a similar language to SQL. It's called Sparkle. So yeah, you can use Wikidata to get lists with very high granularity. You can have activists from Germany or activists from Germany that were born after a certain date. And so this is what Listeriabot does. So we have seen two different tools. One was a dashboard, one was a bot.